You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Friday afternoon. Eric Snodgrass joins us from Agrible to discuss the weather forecast. Let's start here in the United States, where it looks like we've got some warm temperatures on tap.
Yeah, and those warm temperatures are complements of a huge ridge in the jet stream that's setting up over the Hudson Bay. They're going to have temperatures in that part of the world that might be 20 to 30 degrees Fahrenheit above average. And where we are down here south of that, you know, in Illinois, we might see temperatures topping 60 degrees tomorrow in Champaign. In fact, the whole eastern half of the country, because of that ridge that's setting up over the Hudson Bay, is going to be treated to some nice warm weather here in mid-January. But, you know, the big thing that I'm looking at with that ridge is what it's doing out west. And out west, because of the ridge in the east, we're getting a pretty deep trough. In fact, Alaska earlier this week saw temperatures. This is in Anchorage, below minus 50 degrees Fahrenheit. We've got some cold air all along the west coast of North America. Here's the thing that that's doing. That's really helping set up for some strong onshore flow, which we've seen now for over 30 days in the west, packing in the snow. The snow reporting stations in the Sierra Nevada mountains are at nearly 200% of average snowfall for this time of year, and this is huge for the drought in California. And the other thing that that's doing is it's putting another trough that's going to sneak in kind of behind that ridge later on this weekend that's going to come into the southeastern part of the United States, which is the other big spot in the country we're watching for drought. That drought has been eroding very slowly, but it's been eroding for the last about 30 days as well. And this next few days is going to not only see a lot of precipitation in the southeast where that drought's really still hanging on, but even the potential for some severe weather. So what we've got is a weather pattern in the short term that's really setting things up to help alleviate drought in a couple of places in the country where the drought has really got a stronghold. And the good thing is that as we start to look forward to the next growing season, eliminating drought in winter and the start of spring is a good thing.
As you look forward into February, what do you see?
Yeah, so the big thing is that when I look to the start of February, the end of January, start of February, I see this pattern flip-flopping. What I mean by that is a ridge building out west and a deep trough building in the east. And with that trough comes unsettled weather, potentially some snow here for the Midwest, and certainly some colder temperatures again. So don't think, you know, as this weekend gets here that we're heading towards spring right away. Don't forget, we still got February to get through, and we're seeing a definite pattern change for the start of February.
A quick brief on South America.
Sure. Brazil seems to be doing quite well. The rains have returned, soil moisture is up. We've been talking about that the last couple of months, and we're expecting their crop to do quite well. The adversity has been in Argentina. They were wet in October, then dry in November, December. Then they got wet again in the first part of January, and now it's split. The northern half of their growing region is dry. The southern half is wet. And all that just means that they've had a lot of on-again, off-again kind of stuff going on with the rain. And that's going to be, potentially causing some problems because they at times had some flooding rains where the rain stood in the field for several days. And we know what that does to soybeans. Overall, the South American crop still looks good, but that's still some stresses there in Argentina.
Do you have an outlook for the spring here in the United States?
Yeah, let's give a preliminary outlook for this spring. Here's what we're looking at. Right now, our long-range forecast guidance at Agrible is picking up on the potential for a spring very similar to 2016. What I mean by that is maybe a little bit earlier accumulation of growing degree days in late April, in the beginning of May, which signals a slightly warmer than average start to the season. The other good news is that drought situation that's kind of setting up a little bit to our west and south is being eliminated in the short term. And I think all of that points to a decent start to the 2017 growing season.
Hey, thanks so much. And we appreciate you taking the time with us today.
Yeah, thank you.
And of course, Eric Snodgrass, he is with Agrible, joins us on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm Todd Gleason.